and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club. And now, here are your special new hosts, Justin, Winston, and Alan!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome
Hello.
To Comic Book Club.
Hello.
I'm Justin.
I'm Winston.
And I'm Alan.
Yes. And over in the booth, that is Mr. Boothman. So, guys, yeah, we have a special. Alex and Pete are out of town. Alex at Comic-Con. Pete, presumably lost. But Winston and Alan have been nice enough to show up and fill in. Or I guess Boothman said new host, so I guess that's another thing.
I thought that Alex and Pete were dead, so.
That's a great guess. Always assume someone's dead if you don't see them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually, it's my body, but Alex is inside my head. I'm
you're
superior.
Alex,
it's the superior.
Oh, the superior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Like
really smart.
It's like a brother voodoo situation.
Sort of. That's good. More 70s reference. He's referencing modern Spider-Man. That's cool. Yeah, and who are you? Who's in your body? Who are you portraying tonight?
Oh, I guess I'm portraying Justin Tyler.
No, no, I'm sort of doing that one.
Oh,
I'm covering that. Was the one
well,
we got
weird,
covered.
It's weird because I'm also doing. I'm Justin Tyler tonight as well.
So I have to be Pete.
No, I think, don't we just put the Punisher slippers and just be like, Pete's here.
Yeah, there he is. Oh, it's just Pete Stink is what he's doing, mostly. Oof, that's right, feel it. Well, special, we're not going to San Diego, and we're dealing with it tonight, so expect some tears.
Some fears.
Some fears?
Yeah, some
tears.
Jeers.
Or fears.
Did we get
jeers.
The sad
jeers.
Trombone? Did we get a sad trombone for
yeah,
this
he's
episode?
The sad trombone player in the back. Oh, even the sad trombone is sad.
Yeah.
That's the best kind. Without further ado, let's bring out our guest, big friend of the show. Please welcome to stage, Mr. Jordan D. White.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, there's life
to Jordan D. White.
Why, hello.
Marvel editor.
That is I.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I'm sorry I didn't bring my ukulele today.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what. You did that ukulele episode. Oh, you got a beat drop. I think if you want to just take it away. Figured you were a master of all music at this point. Jordan White coming from Marvel offices. Hardware to rhyme.
Actually, have gotten a lot of compliments from when I came and played on the show.
Well, when you did, that was your last appearance. It was amazing. And I know... You got more Twitter action than, well, I do a lot.
Are we calling it Twitter action? Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know. I don't understand. What, heat? Are we going to say heat?
Sounds disgusting.
Twitter action.
Twitter action.
If you follow my Twitter, you
Me
know
Me and my
all
lady
Twitter.
Were getting some Twitter action. Oh,
that does sound like an old, like a weird sex act.
Well, now it makes me wonder, is it action online or is it Twitter action? Is a euphemism for something in the bedroom?
It sounds like a sort of like... Like a magazine, like a Cosmopolitan thing of like, what you got to do is
get
Twitter.
Some, Twitter action at home. DM her all night long. So, Jordan, what's new since your ukulele appearance?
Well, you know, tons of stuff. Just working hard on lots of Marvel comics that I love. Deadpool is going great.
Yeah.
We've been still going with Jerry Duggan and Brian Posehn writing it. And we just wrapped up our second arc, and we've got another one of our flashback issues about to come out, issue 13.
I love those. Those, I'm very excited to read tomorrow's issue.
They are so much fun. This one is a flashback to the 70s, where Deadpool teams up with Luke Cage and Iron Fist. It is really funny.
Yeah.
I love it. And we're planning to just keep doing those, like, between arcs. So we think, because that's the thing is that they're crazy flashback issues, and so in some ways they're one-offs, but they also do tie in, and important things happen. In the previous one, in issue 7, Deadpool was hired by a demon to make Iron Man not become sober.
Yeah, classic.
For the second arc, that demon was back and wanted revenge on Deadpool, and so it all tied in. And this one, same thing. It'll tie in with what goes on going forward in the series.
That's great. And so we'll get these every, like, 4 or 5 issues, you think?
Every 6 or 7, something like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have any short list of other eras you
want
to touch on?
I don't want to give them away, but if you can think of an
era... Okay, just tell us one that's not going to happen, then.
I'll tell you one that's doubtful.
Okay, good.
I really want to get them to do Wade Wilson Mountie.
Oh,
like
nice.
Like a golden age, like romance comic.
That's perfect. He's there in the Hulk, the original Hulk versus Wolverine.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
he can just mount up and maybe.
He just sees it from a distance.
And he's like, oh, weird.
That. I'm on a fucking horse. What am I going to do? Yeah.
Those guys are going to be famous later. Yeah. From a distance. Well, that's cool. And not going to San Diego this year.
No, no. Marvel's not sending me this year, but I'm kind of okay with that. It's so crazy there.
Yeah.
The time that I went, I couldn't believe how packed it was. It was so difficult to walk across the floor.
Is it more crowded than New York Comic Con?
Oh, yes.
Really? Because it's barely fucking movable at New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con is getting more crowded every year, and it's probably, like this year I'm a little nervous it'll be just as crowded as San Diego, yeah. But San Diego was definitely more crowded.
And everyone's wound up. Everyone's more wound up because there's like more celebrity element there, so everyone's like, I gotta get across this, I gotta go see him, I gotta go see.
Right.
And you guys all saw the episode of Entourage.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Always catch it.
Always.
Always catch
I've
them
never
all.
Seen an episode of Entourage ever.
Hey, really?
Yeah. I stopped at Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
You were just in it to see
you were
the
in
Aquaman.
To see Aquaman.
I really wanted to see what their vision was, what James Cameron did.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Can we make it, like, can we make outlandish announcements? Like,
yeah, that's the whole idea, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Feel free throughout. I mean, Jordan will sneak in, he's going to sneak in one real one.
Yep.
It's like three truths and a lie, but the flip version.
Okay, so what would my fake Comic-Con announcement be?
I heard Dakota Fanning is playing Doctor Strange.
That's a strange choice.
Yeah.
But
why
I like
is it strange? Because she's a woman?
Huh? No, just...
No, man. We're not getting the gender...
But you don't understand. He just tirades against women.
I rarely
hate women,
do
don't
that.
Know what they are. Get out of my face, women.
I mean, I don't know what they are. That doesn't mean I hate them. I don't hate or fear the unknown.
It's because
I embrace it.
When someone says doctor, you assume it's a man.
No, I just assume they're that they won't accept my insurance. Is that...
Fair.
Good. What happened? Did you just die a little bit?
I've been dying a little bit every day.
Oh, great.
Oh,
do you have what's your announcement?
Yeah, I think mine is a gritty Archie reboot.
Oh,
like
nice.
He's a heroin
that's
addict.
That's very close to true.
Yeah.
Is it? Is that actually happening?
They're doing an Archie afterlife with Archie zombie series.
Where's my money? Where's my money?
And there's a rumor that was in contention to be developed into a movie, a feature film.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I heard about that.
Wait,
yeah.
An Archie zombie movie.
Archie zombie movie.
So wait, so Archie is a zombie?
No.
I bet he's avoiding being a zombie.
Fighting zombies.
Most movies are about avoidance of zombies.
In the little piece of art they did, they showed Jughead as a zombie, so I don't know if that's true or if they were just using that to promote it.
Oh.
But they showed Jughead as a zombie, and the implication was that, like, Archie is going to have to avoid zombies to live.
Archie's going to have to kill his
we
best
need
friend.
More of these zombie movies.
Who is Archie going to shoot, Betty or Veronica?
Yeah.
Who will he eat? Who will he shoot? I see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what? There's one thing that just got announced that I can talk about.
Oh, let's do this. I knew it.
Announcement. Fuck Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Fuck Comic-Con.
We're here. There's no crowds.
Well, the
cosplay is crazy here.
I will draw any character any audience members wants me to draw. I'll do it.
Nice. That's
I'm
great.
Shitty at drawing, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
We just announced that there's going to be a Phantom X Max miniseries.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Surprising
cool.
you, apparently.
That is surprising.
No, it's pretty random, but it's going to be neat.
It's Phantom X, is he very popular still based on Uncanny X-Force?
Is he very popular
Well,
still?
I don't know. That seems
Let's
like...
Hope.
Yeah. Who's doing that?
You mean, are they popular still?
Oh, great. Good point.
No, because this is Phantom X Max, so it's not...
Yeah, he's...
It's not beholden to the split of Phantom X.
Yeah. So it's just a dude.
Yeah. Also, one of those split people is a woman, and Justin will not acknowledge.
I just don't understand. Yeah, exactly. You caught me right in my little tender trap.
This is going to be a really fun not-all-ages series about, the world's greatest spy, or world's greatest thief going up against super spies and stuff like that.
So none of the, ship that is part of his body and all that?
Well,
what about his
grandma?
Is that? Is that
no mother. None of mother.
No, a mom.
No mother.
No.
I want to see.
What about his grandmother?
Are you going to see him kill any children?
I don't want to say for sure. It's not, but there's no apocalypse in it.
You're saying there could be some child murder in this?
I'm not going
to
rule it out.
Is he going to use the F word?
He will almost positively.
Great. Yeah, I'm there.
Will it be in a French accent?
Everyone knows.
You know what? That's a really good question.
Fuck you?
No, let me ask you about that. Because obviously in the Grant Morrison X-Men stuff, they talk about him being fake French and using a French accent. But I felt that I don't like. I know Rick Remender's style that he wrote in X-Force. He doesn't really write traditional comic book accents like Pepe Le Pew French people or like Rogue talking with a Jude DeClair.
I'll be honest
with you. When I read Uncanny X-Force, I never heard him with the French accent in my head.
I didn't either. In fact,
no.
Same here. Yeah.
A lot of times when I read comic books, I feel like a lot of writers don't differentiate the characters very well. They're just like, this dialogue needs to be said. Who's going to do it? Oh, this person will. And we'll pepper it in here. And
that's true. I'm a narcissist, so I just hear my own voice.
Really?
Do you read three characters?
No, even on the on the villains?
Oh, yeah. Well, I also see my face on everybody's body.
Wow. You know what?
You're beyond narcissism.
Me.
I also only hear and see Winston whenever I read comics.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. Oh, you're obsessed with him.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with himself.
My narcissism is contagious.
Can we experience it? Can you show us?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I got bit by Winston like years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
I was radioactive.
The proportional strength of Winston, which is not great. It's fairly weak. It's fairly weak.
What should I go?
Don't pick that comic. We're going to review that in a minute.
It might be
slightly negative. Yeah.
All right,
no fucking way. No fucking way. Fucking fuck.
Oh, wow.
Shit. Nobody moves.
This is actual dialogue from Walking Dead.
Keep these guys pinned. Fuck. And this is my favorite line of the issue. You ever hear the one about the guy who brought a baseball bat to a gunfight? Fucker.
That's great. Wait.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Great job. Because I already read it exactly like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There's only room enough on this show for one classically trained actor, so lay off Winston. This is sort of my lay off here.
I think, you know what, Dustin, it's okay. I think that seems like a more modern training.
Well, you think so? Yeah. He's more of a, I sort of do Brechtian, Shakespeare, and you're doing real staccato.
Can you do some Brechtian comic reads, please?
I bet they're not going into schools of acting at Comic-Con.
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't get shit. It's hard to read in Brechtian, because his whole thing was just very long speeches.
Wouldn't you say, this is a comic book, this is a comic book over
and
over?
Yeah, exactly. Don't you get it, readers? This is a comic book.
Play really loud.
Look at your lives. Don't you see? This is all a great comic book.
We are all The Walking Dead.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, let's move on to our next section, speaking of The Walking Dead, which we like to call The Stack. Woo-hoo! We are going to talk about some comics that came out this week that we have selected. Since we've already dipped into so much of it as it is, let's talk about The Walking Dead, number 112. Right now we have Rick and Negan are sort of coming to a little bit of a standoff.
Mm-hmm.
And this issue, there's a big surprise, a big rug pull.
Oh, hooray! I love surprises.
I know, and I hate rugs, so pull them. Women and rugs. Yeah, don't get me on Antique Roadshow.
It's that they have been zombies the entire time. And the zombies are the real people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Movie time.
It's funny you say that. There is so little zombie action in this comic since, I don't know, for like the last 20 issues.
Oh, yeah.
It's just an occasional, like, killing of one zombie to start off, a little panel. And then they're like, hey, we have emotional problems.
Sounds a lot like the show, huh?
Yeah.
This issue was... You're right, though. This issue was the most surprising issue in a while. I've been enjoying the series the whole time, but this one, I made sounds of surprise multiple times while reading.
What are your sounds of surprise?
I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, you're like, you're like Rogue, sort of.
My word, sugar. Yeah.
Oh, sugar, I do declare this issue is just giving me the vapors.
Because you can't deal with all the power that you've
got.
Yeah, exactly, and all the different personalities you've absorbed.
It's difficult to read the comic while I'm trying to fan myself with the comic.
Yeah.
I get it.
Hey, that's...
And with that mint julep in your other hand.
Yeah, that's right. It's very difficult.
Yeah, Jordan's blind drunk when he reads comics as well.
I was telling Jordan, I kind of stopped The Walking Dead around maybe like...
You stopped them?
I stopped them.
Wow. That's amazing.
Thank you
that's
so much.
That's why I should be in every
comic
book.
You from Georgia? Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. I'm from Atlanta, and so I went down there personally. I killed several of the cast members and got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
No, I hadn't read it in, I don't know, maybe 25 issues, and it was like, it was definitely fun to see who's dead. who's still alive. Or maybe it's the who's still alive game of like.
It was fun to see who's dead.
Very few. But it is. It was a very cool. I thought it was a badass issue. I thought it was great.
I feel like I guess it's a little. It's a bit of a spoiler, but. Negan, it turns out Rick has been staging this whole revolt against Negan's rule, and finally he does it, and he's like, big moment of triumph, and he pulls out his gun and shoots. We think it's him shooting, but it's actually Negan, and turns out he always has like 50 dudes with guns surrounding him. He's been in charge the whole time. Mm-hmm. I feel like Robert Kirkman is in love with the Negan character.
That's
so
because
much.
It is Robert Kirkman.
Yeah. I agree, and it's just it's clear that Negan is like became the more popular kid in school in Robert Kirkman's head, because Rick's like, we gotta do this, blah blah blah, and Negan's like, I do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, hold on, you're telling me you think Negan's gonna win this war?
I'm not saying that, but he's winning, and he didn't kill anybody. He just shot their arms and guns and stuff.
Well, he did kill people before.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not saying he's a hero, but also I feel like he's making them sort of stride this weird line where, like, I think they could do a little protagonist switcheroo.
Whoa.
What if they
serious?
Did that? Maybe.
Really? Wow. Negan? That's the thing. I'll tell you what. You're right about them making Negan real showy and real cool in that respect.
He wears a leather jacket.
All right.
You know
here
how hard
go.
It is
here
to wear one of those? It's hot in the summer and cold in the winter.
It's hot in the summer, Georgia. Cold in the winter. Nobody's wearing a leather jacket.
Not, exactly.
But he's not sympathetic at all.
Yeah. Well...
So he does. He throws in all the time, like, "Hey, any woman I don't have sex, I have sex with. It's purely like I don't rape anybody." Like he's mentioned that so many times,
and everyone around him is like, "No one said that, man. Just why are you? The more you say it, the less true it sounds,
right?
Man.
Yeah.
Why do you keep bringing it up?
Bringing up how much you don't rape women. Why do you keep doing that?
Does that work?"
It works for Negan. Everyone loves Negan.
There you go.
I'm just amazed they found somebody who's more, like, fucking terrifying than the governor. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's good at writing villains. I do think
the governor looked like a goofball, though.
He was too...
He had that long hair and that shitty beard. If he looked more like he did in the show, it'd be like, okay.
And I always imagined... Funny you talk about voices. I always imagined the governor's voice to be like, I'm gonna come get you. I'm a trucker.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's like, what you think truckers sound like?
You ever hung out with a trucker?
I guess not.
Yeah. I've been on a lot of long journeys, guys. I do think this
AKA arc... Justin's give BJs for hitchhikers.
Wow. A lot of big news coming out of this Comic-Con.
Announcements.
That's my announcement. If you'll take me 50 miles, I'll give you a hand, Jer.
That is the newest announcement from Marvel Studios.
Marvel Studios. Yeah. The feature film division.
Yeah,
Marvel Comics. That's out of continuity.
Well, but they actually did just make a big Walking Dead announcement at the Image Expo, whatever they call it, right?
Please.
They just announced All Out War is the next arc, and it's going to be apparently, well, as evidenced by this issue, crazy.
A real battle. I feel like that arc has to end with some sort of zombie attack. Like, please, I feel like, and in fact, I would like to see all this structure and all this society they built up just get overrun with zombies and get Negan in the mix with them.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be cool.
I want one of the zombies to come out and be like, remember us?
Like, yeah.
I know they don't speak in the comic, but...
These are the only words I can say. Remember us?
That would be a good prank to put, like, a talk boy on a on a zombie.
Did you say a talk boy?
Yeah.
Hey,
excuse me, Pauly Shore, what year are you from?
When you're in the biodome making pranks.
Just slap a yak back on one of them.
So what do you say, guys? Pick this up.
Oh, definitely.
Walking Dead, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Consistently
thumbs
pretty
up.
Amazing.
Yes. Yeah,
let's move on and talk about Avengers Arena number 12. I love this book.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah. I actually hadn't read it, and I read this issue, and I was like, oh, I should go back. This was great. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Really? Big revelations here. You're a regular reader of this,
I
Alan?
I do read Avengers Hunger Games. I do.
Okay, great. Well, really fresh comment on the book. What do you like about it?
I don't know. Well, first off, I like Young Avengers. I like Avengers Academy and stuff.
You like young people?
Because I still think of myself as in high school because that's
right.
Like my because
you have a sure. you have arrested development.
I do. Yeah, I've got the biggest Peter Pan complex. But it's just like, because the characters are just all really emotional people, and they like let it out, and yeah. The twists are good in it too.
So tell us about this issue.
So in this issue, like the last one kind of started off with like, oh, Nico had died. And we find out that she didn't actually die.
No, she just got seriously badass.
Yeah, she got fucking real powerful because she got the shit beat out of her, but she had her staff in her hand, and it unleashed some sort of, like, blood magic. As we all know,
blood magic
are the two most powerful. Yeah.
Just any word from blood, a Red Hot Chili Peppers albums, I'm with you. I'm Beaches Slater the Punch. Yeah, music podcast, so.
Yeah, that's right.
I actually don't know the title. I just know blood, sugar, sex magic. Okay, yeah. Cool. Sugar magic is the worst magic, though, right? That's just baking.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's right.
Baking is sugar magic.
Well, I don't know. Some cupcakes.
The ace of cakes.
Yeah.
The ace of cakes is the David Copperfield of sugar magic.
Yeah. And it ends with, like, should I say it? Should I spoil it right now?
Spoiler, guys.
Arcade has, like, the bodies of everybody in some kind of way, just, like, hanging around the in like some lab.
Yeah,
A couple of characters, Death Locket and the mean girl who I forget her name, Apex,
Lindsay
the
robot. Lohan.
Yeah, they sort of get stuck underground and come into sort of the outer edge of Murder World and find a lab with a bunch of things in it. Some of them are bodies, but it looks like, and this is again a spoiler, the metal that's in the cadaver there looks like a robot.
You're absolutely right.
So what does that mean? Is metal alive? What's the deal, Jordan?
My theory, I don't think that anybody's been killed. I don't think that anybody's been killed throughout the entirety.
Yeah, Arcade is a tricky guy. He just would go, hey, why not? As a prank.
Yeah.
Why, as a fun prank.
Like all people who work in arcades, he's a tricky guy. He's been a trucker for many years, most likely. He's spent any time in an arcade.
All villains to you have been truckers at one point.
Yeah, well, a lot of truckers are villains.
This is one of my favorite series to read as well that I don't work on.
Yeah,
I also it's one of a few series that my wife will actually read because she loved Battle Royale and the Hunger Games, and I was like, well,
interesting.
Why
so
don't
she
try this out?
She got into it on the concept alone, not the characters. Yep. What other series?
Get it? You're married.
Yeah. Real showy. Now, I guess that means you understand women to some degree.
Because I'm married?
Yeah, that's not a crazy thing to say.
Justin is just trying to find more out.
He's trying to grab anything he can.
Any information before I return to the mothership.
Right. I told her she would like it, and I was right. So I.
Oh, you told her. Jordan D. White, real patriarch over here. Such misogyny from this young man.
I just thought all the action was cool. I just think like the action in the.
Would you say it was crazy sexy cool?
I think it was blood sugar sex. No, it was definitely sugar cool.
Yeah.
I think the premise, and this is actually the first issue I read of it, but I've heard of it, and it was like, oh, it is kind of cool to watch the action because there is a definite chance that someone could die. Whereas the stakes feel so high. I was reading it being like, oh, shit, that person's like going down in their life or whatever. Yeah. Is that person going to be the next to go?
The life meters are awesome.
Yeah.
I love them.
That's very cool. And you know, when you see other things, you're just like, I mean, I think Thor's still doing okay. He got the shit kicked out of him, but I still think he's going to be fine and not die.
But when you see, it is funny, with a simple thing, like just seeing like their life meter tick down one, you're like, holy shit, that's a whole unit.
Yeah.
They lost one unit of life.
Out of seven or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, Thor's not going to die in the issue, but if there was a meter where he got down to like, a half a heart, Legend of Zelda style?
Yeah.
And you heard the beeping?
Oh,
it's
man.
Fucked up.
I hate the
terrifying.
Beeping.
I hate the
it's
beeping.
It's kind of like the... did you guys ever see House of the Dead?
Like no.
The movie?
Oh, that awful video game. It was terrible, but they did do that. They had, like, the video game. Anytime somebody died, it would, like, show a picture of them, and then, like, blood would drip down, like, in the video game.
Oh, that's very funny.
Or, like, in Doom, when
that they... first person...
When they had the first person shooter part, it's kind of, like, very familiar... To like, kind of like.
It's better in comics.
It's better in comics.
It's better.
You think?
But I don't know.
I wish we all had life meters to just see what was going
on. Justin, what would your life meter be?
Justin, you look terrible.
Right now.
Your life meter's down.
No, I've just.
Did we hear beeping?
I'm way over. No, I'm shooting swords, man. I'm full energy. I'm blasting swords. Yeah, in Zelda, you're with me, right?
Yep.
In Zelda, if you have full energy, you shoot your sword.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were talking about
Pete Wisdom. That makes no sense.
Pete Wisdom. Yeah. It was a real sly Pete Wisdom reference. Just like we're all known for it. Let's move on and talk about our next comic. Justice League number 22. Controversial issue this week. Is anyone reading / liking Justice League?
DC has kind of lost me.
Just the whole company.
The whole, most of the entire company has fucking lost me with this stupid-ass reboot that they did.
So you think you blame the reboot?
Huh?
You blame the reboot?
I do. I blame the reboot for kind of like tanking an entire company a little bit.
Yeah.
I still read Batman.
Yeah.
I hear Batman is great.
There's a couple, like, I read still a few of the Batman books, Swamp Thing, Animal Man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most of the books made it clear to me that they didn't.
They didn't want you?
They didn't want me as a reader.
All the books broke up with you? That's a nice way to rationalize it.
They were
it.
Like, we want to do something different with our life. And I was like, all right.
We want to go be bad and date dumb people.
Marvel did it, and they called it Ultimate Universe so that they could still keep their regular thing.
Nice. So. That's like a mistress. So in this issue, the last issue of this was bringing a sort of a culmination to the Shazam origin, which I thought was a great issue. It was nice. Shazam is one of the few characters I feel like is actually being written well since the reboot and is sort of interesting and new. This issue, number 22, is kicking off the Trinity War. We're seeing the Justice League go up against JLA and Justice League Dark. And the character that everyone is just dying to learn more about, Pandora. Everyone loves Pandora, right?
Oh, yeah? I'm a big Question fan, so I did like this.
You did like to see... I like the Question as well.
I love him. Charles Victor Zsasz, man.
Yeah. I hope that he does something cool.
Me too.
Me too.
He hasn't done much yet. The big news story about this issue was that Superman touches this skull box, and then he kills Dr. Light. Another real hot character with the kids. Everyone has their Dr. Light action figure.
Oh, man. I had my Dr. Light pajamas when I was a kid. It was great.
I didn't read every word of this issue. I flipped through it at the beginning.
Okay.
Now, I did get to the part where Dr. Light was talking about his wife, and I was like, okay. Last time I saw Dr. Light, he was Mr. I do rape every woman.
Right. That's right. Yeah,
that's a classic character. That's the way the character's origin.
Wait, where is he? Is that him?
He's the dude with the hat. Okay. Yeah.
What happened there? So that's the reboot. They were like, he used to rape people. Now he's happily married.
Well, I mean, I don't think that was what prompted the reboot.
That was the press release, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think they kind of fused him and the Crisis Dr. Light, the hero Dr. Light, kind of like he's a scientist.
He's a scientist hero in here. And he's just like, it was sort of an accident that he has powers and he's not in control of them. The reason Superman kills him, he accidentally absorbs a bunch of light and it fucks everything up. And then Superman is like, I have a solution. I'll Man of Steel him to death.
Well, that's reasonable.
Oh, nice reference to the film.
Wait, where did he... I don't even see where he's killed
further
him.
Down.
Oh, is it further?
He blasts his face off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get to it.
Oh, Jesus. He blasts his face
off. Again, I was flipping pretty quick. No, you... No, that's not it.
Oh, you're right.
That's
later in the book. Anyway.
I was flipping through it, and I didn't really understand it. Dr. Light, explodes with light, and then Superman is like, roar, and just flies over and kills
Superman
him.
Superman becomes a dinosaur.
I don't understand why you did this.
Yeah.
What was wrong with him exploding light all over the place?
What's that? Yeah, he becomes evil.
Superman
becomes
evil?
Yeah.
Sure.
It briefly becomes evil. But again, this feels like such a cheap trick. I feel like this is what everyone is. This is just what bums everyone out about DC right now. Everything seems cheap.
Yeah.
A Cheap Trick. You freaked out because he referenced Cheap Trick, the
They're
band?
They're a good band, too.
Okay. They're a good band. Yeah, we're talking about only good bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Cheap Trick. Yeah.
I will say, I think it looks like the calculator at the end.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting.
And Pandora looks a lot like Crimson Avenger.
Yeah.
I will say that. Her costume and the two guns is very...
But to what end? Who cares about those people?
You're right.
It's interesting that you know about them, but like who is like, thank God, the Crimson Avengers back.
I feel like those C-list characters, because they haven't been explored as deeply, there's more fun to be had with them. Like, there's only so much you can do with Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman or Green Lantern anymore.
But I feel like that's where the problem is. That's what it feels like DC's doing. They're like, we're bored of these characters, so we don't write them very well.
And the other thing is, and again, this is why I'm not going to go all out and say it was a bad idea for DC to relaunch. But I know for me as a reader, that hurt my enjoyment because of a lot of the small characters.
Yeah.
Because I was invested in a lot of the smaller characters from before the relaunch. And as soon as they relaunched, they were like, they are super gone. Like, you mentioned the Question. And I was like, oh, yeah, I like the Question. Montoya?
Yeah, me too.
I like that.
I love that. I'm a Victor Sage guy.
Yeah. Look, see? You guys can get along.
I loved 52. That's why. So I was really into that.
Yeah.
But that was a long-ass time ago.
And it's crazy that you love that.
You didn't love 52?
I liked it all right.
It was too much.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, you're a huge Trinity fan, right?
No, I didn't like that. The only
you
DC Weekly
You love Trinity.
Comic, no. The only DC Weekly comic I liked was 52. The rest of them I did not enjoy at all.
What was the other one?
There was two other ones. There was Countdown.
Oh, Countdown.
There was Trinity. And then there was, wasn't there one more?
And 52.
Well, okay. Then I thought there was another one after that, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, you got me.
Who was, like, the Native American chief character that, like, was briefly on the Justice League and killed in 52, like, almost immediately? Was not Apache Chief.
Super Chief. They called him.
Like, yeah, it was like Super Chief.
Super Chief.
That is the worst comic.
Well, he was
name.
From the. No, he was
he, like,
from the
killed,
cartoon.
He like. No, he wasn't.
Apache Chief was.
From the,
but I don't think it was him.
This was a reference to him.
Guys, after the show, I'll be drawing Super Chief. So,
ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the stack.
Yay for stacking.
Let's move on to our favorite section because you guys make it up. Let's move on to audience questions, and for that, we're going to turn it over to Boothman.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
That's great to hear.
Swell.
Wow.
Nice.
Neat. Fantastic.
So what do we got in the old question stack?
Yeah. How do you travel with comics, specifically issues, without damaging them, as in, like, air travel?
Oh, nice question. Clearly a young jet setter in the crowd on the move.
I don't care.
I don't travel.
I have never been anywhere.
Yeah. Fear of damage.
If it's new books, the fucks I give are zero because the information will still be there and there's no value to them anymore. With old books, very, very carefully. I mean, I'm just like, I'll try to use padding and I'll put it in like
padding.
Yeah, padding, and I'll put it in like a briefcase of sorts.
Are you talking about when you, it's a briefcase
of sorts.
I handcuff my wrist to
it.
Are
you talking about when you travel with your like Action Comics number one?
Right.
I mean, I've got.
Is it an attaché case? Is that what it is?
As we learned on the last show, Alan does have actually some valuable comics.
Really?
Yeah, I like Hulk 181 graded 8.0.
Nice.
Yeah, so. Graded 8.0.
Is it slabbed?
Oh, it's slabbed, baby.
Oh, it's slabbed. Oh! It's slabbed and in a briefcase and encased in concrete and sunk, what, 7 or 8 meters underwater?
Yeah.
Filled with dry ice.
I've never had any of my comics appraised, but I think the most valuable comic I have is I have my dad's copy of Giant Size X-Men number 1 from when he was a kid.
Oh,
how
nice.
Good of a condition.
That's what I'm saying.
That?
I've never had it appraised.
How good of condition? You can
good.
Like, tell
by
looking.
It's pretty good. Like, it's not like pristine or anything, but it's like, it looks nice.
So if you had to put that on an airplane, what do you do?
Why would I bring it on?
Do you get an extra seat for it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I would put it in my luggage. But if I'm traveling with new books.
Oh, in the luggage.
Yeah.
Smart.
Oh.
Wrapped with clean clothes. And
clean clothes?
And go there and then.
Real hobo style.
Yeah.
Just wrap the can of corn in clean clothes. No one will touch it.
Show no damage. You wrap it.
Stay
is always bad. And
stay out of my window, you bums.
Yeah.
And then they think that it's dirty. They think the clothes are dirty, so they ain't going to touch it. They don't want your
I will
thing.
Say this. When I travel, I find it's a great time to discover a comic I haven't. So I'll buy a trade paperback or something.
Very nice. And that's very responsible.
Easier to travel with. And it's, to me, a more substantial read.
Very nice.
If you want a book that you've probably never read, anything from the series, like Cross Gen, I don't know if anybody read like them, but they were really well written.
Yeah.
I'd read all the comic books in my library growing up, and they had like that Marvel and DC and Image, and then they had Cross Gen. I was like, I guess I'll read them. I was like, holy shit, these are really good.
Yeah.
Great.
Recommendation.
There you go.
If I could give my real answer real quick, though.
No.
With my bag, I'm on the subway every day and reading lots of comics. The way I tend to do it is if I get one like magazine sized Mylar bag, I can slip like 12 Oh. A stack of like 12 normal comics in there.
You do take care.
Kind of contained.
And then you sink it to the bottom of a tank so that nobody can access it.
I just jam mine into my backpack.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. By the way, it's a good thing Pete's not here because he would be appalled at all of us.
Yeah, these are all not Pete-approved answers. great. Who asked that question? We have some free comics for you. Alan, if you could hand those out, they're right behind your neck.
All right.
Let's move on to the next question.
Pacific Rim is out.
Uh-huh.
Will there be more kaiju-inspired movies to come out of Hollywood now?
Great question.
Oh, God,
did it take the weekend?
It did not take the weekend. Despicable Me 2 still carries the weekend, but it did do well.
It did number three two, because yeah. Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2 beat it this weekend?
Yeah,
it oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Kill yourself.
Oh, shit.
Kill yourself.
I feel like a lot of people thought that Kevin James was a kaiju. is that, should I say?
There's good news, though, because they got the Godzilla movie coming out.
Yes, so that's definitely.
At least one.
I think there's a rom-com coming out with two kaiju. One hits one
with
their car.
How to lose a kaiju.
Yeah,
how to lose a kaiju in 10 days.
The meet cute for two kaiju.
Yeah,
is very
it's one kaiju hits them with the kaiju car.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, what? And then they...
Well, this car is gigantic.
And then Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
Yeah, it's a great... Wow, good job.
I'm really excited.
The whole song.
Never been kaijued.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
I feel like this movie would really work.
Yeah. Never been
like,
kaijued?
I really want to see it. Like, because then, yeah, they're like going through the city, having dates, just destroying everything. Everyone's
right.
Somebody attacks
when
them.
Giant kaiju met attention. Giant kaiju.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, here's your ex-boyfriend, a giant robot who wants to
Man.
Meet you.
He's a
again.
Rich kaiju.
Yeah.
Rich.
You have to choose between the Betty kaiju or the Veronica kaiju.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not easy.
Oh, yeah.
The kaiju next door or that rich bitch kaiju.
So would you say yes to this question?
I think we've covered a full slate of movies.
These are all of our announcements.
Yeah, we're only announcing stuff.
We're a kaiju romance.
A film collective, I guess.
Do you guys think Cloverfield was a prequel to Pacific Rim?
Ooh.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, there we go.
Though I know there were... Guillermo del Toro was leaving room in his schedule to make Pacific Rim 2 if Pacific Rim did well enough.
Yeah, they have a ton of backstory. Like,
huge.
They have, like, tons and tons of side info and, like, a huge
spent, like, 6 years working on it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah like, just like the Guardians of Ga'ul and all those owls with their backstories.
Yeah, there's some great stuff there, I know. Man, our owl romantic comedies just died, though. We can never get any tread on that.
Who's talking now?
Look who's talking. Look who's talking.
I think it's... I'll
see myself out.
Yeah.
No. I'm really looking forward to Look Who's Talking.
Great stuff. Who has that question? We got some comics for you, sir. We got another? Let's do it.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can get over what you just said.
Oh,
no,
sorry
it's
about
good. That.
That really, like, took something out of me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a change in the room.
Yeah. Room heating up.
They just, like, pulled the curtains to separate us. To
exactly.
Not hear any more of that.
Like, oh, they're making some weird puns back there.
All right. Why not make Deadpool all flashback issues, please?
Oh, interesting.
That's a really good question.
Jordan D. White.
I would not be, because people want to read modern Deadpool, but I wouldn't be opposed to a side series that was all flashbacks of Deadpool. I guess it's not outside the realm of possibility. I'll be honest with you, though. When we did that first one, we were real nervous we were going to get flack for it. Just because...
Flack?
Yeah, because I was kind of working on it sneakily, kind of going...
Like when? Like under your desk?
Yeah, under my desk. Because we were a little...
Like you or George Costanza sleeping. But,
but he was actually working harder down there.
You never know what the reception's going to be. Are people going to go, oh, it looks like some crappy old comic. I hate it. Or why are we putting out comics that look bad on purpose in certain parts of
Interesting.
Them anyway? Because we were doing, like, again, we tried to recreate old crappy printing techniques and old crappy color.
As
techniques.
A fun joke.
Yeah, as an homage
aesthetic
to them,
choice.
Because we love them. But
yes.
We were worried that people would somebody might see it and go, this is awful. Thankfully, people all seem to have gotten it and really dug it. And I wouldn't be opposed. I just don't know that there's enough specific interest. I do know that I've talked to Jerry Duggan, and I were talking at least about how he really wants us to do enough of them at least to fill a trade of just flashback issues so people can just get, like, a book of old fake Deadpool.
Yeah, what about a miniseries would be nice with, an arc through the ages? You remember that old, the Christos Gage did it, the Fantastic Four and X-Men? He did two miniseries, I think. Where they, it was in different, four issues, each in a different era. Sure. Like, what if we see Deadpool sort of doing, following one arc in a bunch of different eras, and it's
that,
like,
could
super
be fun. That could be fun.
Okay.
Announcement. I still want to do.
We're doing it.
I still want to do, like, the Deadpool tie-ins to, like, old crossovers that he wasn't existing for.
Yeah.
An Infinity Gauntlet crossover. And
yeah, where is he during the Infinity Gauntlet? That would be great. See, that's super fun.
And just for you, Vibranium Vendetta.
Oh, good. Yeah, we got to figure out. That is not a legendary crossover.
Not a legendary one.
Guys.
How about Atlantis Attacks?
Guys, this just in exclusive. Oh. Dylan McDermott will be playing Wong in the Doctor Strange movie.
Wow.
Wow.
McDermott and Dakota Fanning. What a combo.
Yeah. Alan, you really
I
have
see
a
sparks.
Pipeline to this Doctor Strange.
Do you know someone on the production team?
Maybe. A wink.
A wink.
I know the director.
Oh, wow. And who's did you announce a director?
Not gonna reveal it until I create a funny enough director to.
Okay, yeah, great.
Fair enough.
Okay. I feel like it might be an owl pun if the fates are saying so. Let's that's all that we have. Well, that's it for your audience questions. Let's move on to our next section, which we like to call The Week in Geek. So, guys, a lot of news. It's a little weird to talk about since none of you guys saw it, but Pacific Rim, I saw. And
you guys reviewed it, right?
Huh? We reviewed it on our show over on Nerdist. Check out our full review there.
It's a good review.
We can review the trailers in our heads.
We can review the trailers on our own time. I don't want to spoil too much, but it is. Go check out the review there. It's a very entertaining movie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's definitely better than fucking Grown Ups 2. I think we can all
fucking Grown Ups 2, the porno version.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's too easy.
It's all too easy.
Did you see Grown Ups 2?
I did not.
So how do you know?
I know.
What if we went to Grown Ups 2 and it was amazing?
Yeah, exactly.
We're like,
wow, really? Wow, David Spade really stepped
brought
up.
His egg.
You know what? I've been looking for a movie with a bunch of gay and fat jokes in it, so I think I'm going to go
this
see
This is
Grown
the
Ups
one.
2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's move on and talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got its premiere date.
Yes.
September 24th, 8 p.m.
Fuck
great
yeah.
slot. Are we excited about this show?
The answer is yes.
What day of the week is that?
I don't know. I think it's a Sunday, if I had to guess.
Wait, what
Tuesday? Tuesdays?
What day did you say?
9/24.
Tuesday?
Here, I'll tell you right now.
You're going to have to move comic book
It's a
club.
Tuesday. It's a
Tuesdays.
But that's when Lost is on.
DVR that shit.
You guys gonna? That's every week.
Let's do a premiere of it.
We're not gonna miss it. Have you ever heard of a DVR, Jordan?
No.
I'm very excited about this.
Yes,
I think
it's gonna
be. People have to watch it live. Come on.
Have you ever heard of the internet and stealing it?
Nice.
That is not what anyone wants to happen.
Are we gonna see Dakota Fanning in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I'm not gonna say anything, but yes.
You heard it here. Fuck San Diego.
Yeah, fuck San Diego.
The hottest stuff is happening here.
Zach Braff is directing Doctor Strange. You heard it.
Kickstarter. Who told you? Are you friends with Zach Braff as well?
I know. Well, I follow his Kickstarter campaign. It was one of the extra reveals. Yeah, I'm very excited for this show.
Yeah.
It is going to because a lot of rumors around like how it's going to play into the movies, if it's going to become sort of the TV home for plot lines, and that it's going to all be part of the same universe.
I think
universe.
That would fucking rule because
it would be amazing.
Television is definitely amazing
dying.
Right?
Oh.
No, well, I mean yes,
what,
but
what
also at the same time amazing right now, and I think that it's people are treating television with the same starting to treat it with the same respect that, cinema and film is getting. So fuck yeah, do it. It would be awesome. Marvel's already doing fucking awesome stuff with film, and this would just be another kind of cool way to tie in.
Yeah.
Marvel is like, they're unfucking stoppable right now. They've just been like, they're just killing it. They're doing it right. And I remember there was a point where I was just like, ugh, what? I shit on Quesada a lot. I was not happy with that guy.
Ooh, look at eye contact with Jordan T. White.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just weird eye contact. But,
announcement. Announcement.
Yeah. But
announcement,
like,
major beef.
He won me back. He won me back.
When was it that you hated him?
No More Mutants.
Okay.
House of M. Sure, I was like, what the fuck is this? But like... The way that they dealt with all the movies and stuff.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Fucking great.
Good job, Jordan.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job, Jordan. Way to keep Quesada in line.
Yeah, way to keep him in line.
Well, the movie continuity worked so well and was so successful that, of course, like, why would they not try to add a TV component to that to make it even more intense?
I agree wholeheartedly. I can't wait to see S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm so excited for it. Yeah. And all the creative people involved in it are great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it could be huge.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
This is where I'll get to see Brother Voodoo.
you're really pushing Brother Voodoo tonight.
Hey, man. Brother Voodoo.
Dave Coulier, right?
Dave Coulier.
It's a controversial casting choice.
Brother Voodoo.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Did you like when they called him Dr. Voodoo?
Oh, my God.
I actually really liked that series. That series was really good.
They did it, like, they pulled out way too soon. They, like, did not do it.
Classic problem.
Yeah, classic problem.
Let's move on and talk about another bit of news. An X-Force movie was announced. There were rumors, and then Rob Liefeld, friend of the show, confirmed.
Has he been on the show?
No. In fact, the only real direct contact we've had is I reviewed X-Force number 1, the relaunch many years ago when we were doing a show for Newsarama, and he literally personally got on the bulletin board and was very mad at me. He got on a bulletin board on Newsarama and was like, how dare you? X-Force was the first superhero team that dealt with the media. I was like, yeah, shut up. Ecstatics did it so much better and all that. And it had nothing to do with him. And then it was a big fight.
Learn how to draw feet.
X-Force was, he said?
Yeah. The reboot at the post-Ecstatics reboot of X-Force.
Can I pitch Can I pitch it?
Or no, sorry, Youngblood. Sorry, Youngblood.
I was going to say, Youngblood did. X-Force didn't at all.
Yeah, Youngblood. So that was being wrong.
Can I pitch a log line for the X-Force
Yes, for the X-Force movie, please do.
We're going to need a bigger pouch.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
That's
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
What? You beat me to the pouch joke.
You beat me to the pouch.
One thing I think is...
Winston Knowles, pouch out.
One thing I thought was kind of interesting about the X-Force name is that I've talked to people who worked at Marvel when X-Force was created the first time, and that before the book came out, everybody was just like, that's the dumbest name. It is so meaningless and stupid. Because, again, before that you had X-Men, all right. And then you had X-Factor, well, that means something, okay. Yeah. And they were just like, X-Force. And
that's funny. I never thought
mean anything.
That.
But as a reader,
well,
at the
to
time,
say that
I'm
X-Men
separate.
Is like leaps and bounds smarter than X-Force is a bit of a stretch.
No.
I mean, X-Factor's the only clever one,
right?
Because that was a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Didn't Professor X claim X-Men was because they have extra?
Extra.
Powers?
Yes. That was in some sort of landmark issue. I remember reading that, being like even I don't believe that, and I'm a child.
Were you that self-aware? I'm a child.
I was. I was the same, except my body was smaller. My head was the same size.
Oh, anytime I picture somebody as a child, when I was a kid, I pictured my dad as a child. It was his head on a child's body.
Yeah.
That's all I could ever imagine.
That's the way
like
I literally
was. Comic book.
Whenever I was just going to make that sound. I was like, whenever I picture children, I just picture Winston's face.
So the big question is, X-Force
Black
has
Ops.
Been a lot of different things. What makes it X-Force?
It would be cool to see a Black Ops, like, kind of like that would be a cool kind of pocket that we haven't seen in the superhero.
Wait, did you
cool
just make
kind
a pocket?
Of couch in the
you said pocket.
Man, I can't believe I fucking said pocket.
By accident.
When I meant to say pouch. Strung along my thigh.
I do think that is cool. Like a team of mutants that we never hear about and never see.
Well, it's got to have Wolverine on it, right?
I don't think so. We all love Wolverine. Yeah. We can keep him out of our fucking X-Force movie.
Well, weren't we just talking about how Hugh Jackman's just dying to get into the Avengers movie?
That's because he wants Robert Downey Jr. money.
That payment.
He wants that Robert Downey Jr. money.
That's sweet cash.
Yeah, he was like,
he had a meeting with Marvel, and they were like, it's not impossible. He's like, good. And he, like, takes that as a good sign. Like,
and then he walked out, and they were like, geez, what's with this
and
guy?
And they're like, we can put you in the Owl movie.
Yeah. Well, then, would you like to be a guardian of Gwalhul? Am I saying that right, Alan?
No.
No, you are not.
What if it was all these owls and fucking CGI'd Wolverine?
Yeah, just like...
Just like ripping owls up.
I'm the best I am at what I do, and it's owl-related.
Perching on a branch.
It's mostly owl stuff.
And it's making
Wolverine just spitting out mouse bones. Bah. Man, long night, huh? Long night, huh, guys? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's mouse bones. Instead of running with a pack of wolves, it's an alternate universe where he was raised by owls in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still called Wolverine.
I'll tell you what, the mask is sort of similar.
Actually, wait. Well, there's a character in Marvel called the Owl with that same haircut and with claws.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
even
saying.
The Daredevil villain who was selling the mutant growth hormone.
That is the one. Yes.
Wow, great. Wow, you really remember
I like C-list heroes.
Do you think they could do, speaking of C-list heroes, not really.
And
do you think they could do Cable in the movies, or is it like too confusing? And he's such
confusing.
You kidding me?
Cable? Yeah. Well, he could still be who he is. He just doesn't have to talk about all the like I was a baby, but not really. And I went to the future and the.
So he just shows up and he's like a badass, and they go, "Where are you from?" And he's like, "I want to talk about it."
He's
Mysterious badass. I would buy.
No, he should definitely say, "Oh, I am the offspring of a clone of a popular character that with another popular character, then was sent to the future, and then I was cloned again, and the better clone got sent back in time as a villain as an adult, and I was later sent back in time." And I had a weird orbiting space station. I was very mysterious for a long time. I can time travel into the future, and I'm going to take this future child further in the future against Bishop and bring him back in time, and it's going to work out. And then I'm just going to be a dick on this new team.
Then there was a different version of me from a different future that came back who had a lot of powers, and then we didn't see him for a long time. And then he did have some powers again, but then a lot of them got taken away, and there are a lot less. So he's got, mild telekinesis and telepathy.
One of my favorite characters, X-Men.
Oh, shit.
And don't get me started on the Ascani-san bullshit.
I was just going to say, I just remembered, what if they use Ultimate Cable?
Who's he?
It was Wolverine.
It was Wolverine. It was old Wolverine with one arm.
Old Wolverine.
Oh, really?
From the fucking future.
With one arm and one eye.
That would be great if they cast someone... And it wasn't Hugh Jackman.
He's like, come on.
And he was like, guys, we had a deal. We had that meeting. And you said, it's not impossible.
I did 40 hours of voiceover for Guardians of Gahool.
Yeah.
You know what I want?
I gave you Gwalhul.
In 20 years from now, what if they did Old Man Logan? What if they...
You're saying Hugh Jackman has to age into the role? I did not like that series.
How did you not like that?
It was dumb. It was dumb.
Are you shaking your head?
Oh, I'm shaking my head at him. I thought it was terrific.
I thought it was great.
I remember when they revealed what happened. You didn't like the 2-page spread. I thought that was amazing.
Are you kidding
me? It was fine, but it was just all so dumb. Like all the Hulk things and all that.
You don't like Hulk redneck babies?
No, I didn't. I didn't like the way it was written.
Well, I only liked the way that it was written.
Excuse me. Yeah. Beef. More beef.
Wow, a lot of beef. You just got wasted somehow.
Shut up. You don't know me.
I always love my ladies. What are we talking about?
I bet Comic-Con doesn't have this kind of beef.
Yeah, there's so much beef here. That's what Comic-Con is all about. That's it for the Weekend Geek. Woo! The Weekend Beef. Now we're going to turn the show over to myself to do trivia. Who would like to win a gift certificate to Midtown Comics? It is a $25 gift certificate. Yeah. Way to raise your hand first, sir. Come on down.
I would like to win it.
Nope, you're on the show. Okay. Alan, hand him your microphone and think about your choices.
Okay.
No, hand him the microphone so he can talk. Don't wrap it around the table, though. You're really blowing it. I'm going to read some questions, and they're multiple choice questions. You have to get
one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Oh, great. Way to check that mic. Really responsible audience members here. I'm going to read you three questions, multiple choice. If you go three for three, the gift card that is in Pete LePage's backpack, wherever he is right now, is yours. We'll get it next week. Question number one. The trivia today is on San Diego Comic-Con. The first San Diego Comic-Con was in 1970 and drew how many people? A, 300. B, 100,000. C,
One nerd who swears he was meeting his Canadian girlfriend there. She's real, I swear. So that's A, B, or C.
I will have to go with B.
Hey, maybe you should think again very briefly.
Oh, okay.
It is A! Nice job. I don't give as many hints as Pete. 300, very low attendance. Question number two.
Very low.
Comic-Con was the setting for Comic Book the Movie, created by which Star Wars actor? Is it A, Mark Hamill, B, Jar Jar Binks, or C, that fat dude who cries when the Rancor dies in Jedi?
I would have to go with Mark Hamill.
Correct, Mark Hamill. Question number three. Who is the most exciting person in attendance at Comic-Con this year? This is a shout-out to Pete's usual subjective question. Is it A, nobody? Who wants to go to that dumb con? Is it B, seriously, I'm just going to have as much fun here at home? Or did I already say C? Then let's go with D. I'll leave right now if anyone has a ticket. Please, let's just drive. Let's just steal a car and I'll go. Who cares? It's Comic-Con.
Ooh, what a set of questions. Oh, can I say B?
B is correct. We're going to have just as much fun here at home. Excellent job, sir. Stick around afterwards, and I will not give you a gift card, but I will take your name and make sure that you do get a gift card. So, guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day, and I'm going to have you look at this list while Jordan and I talk about what's going to come out tomorrow. Right. Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to?
I don't know what's coming out from other companies. I know that I'd have to look at it. But I do know that, like I said, Deadpool is coming out, Deadpool 13, terrific flashback episode. In addition, the new issue of A Plus X is coming out.
Yes.
Which has a story by Adam Warren, written and drawn by Adam Warren, who I absolutely adore.
Tell us about him.
Warren does a series called Empowered right now.
It's been going on for a long time.
Dark Horse. Yeah, it's, I don't know, what it's, is it, like 10 years, something like that?
Something, but and not always at Dark Horse, right?
It was always at Dark Horse. And it's seven volumes. It's terrific, a super funny comic about a superheroine named Empowered. And he did, when I was young, he was doing the American Dirty Pair comics, which I adored as well. And so getting to work with him is definitely always a pleasure and a dream come true from when I was a kid reading comics and loving them. So we got him to write and draw a great 10-page comic about Domino and Scarlet Witch teaming up, and it's
very
really cool.
Cool.
It's really cool.
That's awesome. Do you guys have a pick?
Yeah.
You don't have to say it at the same time. You could go take your turn.
Let's do it at the same time.
I don't know if you'll actually have
it. One, two, three. Ultimate Comics, Spider-Man.
Okay, now do it again and say it separately.
Okay.
Go for. Do you want to go first?
Alan, go first.
Ultimate Comics Spider-Man.
Oh, nice.
I'm loving
Number 25, the Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah.
That has been very cool.
I think it's cool. I love the take on it. I love Miles Morales. I think it's very cool. And it's a really, I just think it's an awesome, everything's been said. It's still Spider-Man. It's still the same principles of Spider-Man, but through a totally relatable, cool lens. And I think, it's crazy that a year ago or however long ago people were so fucking mad about it. It's it's so great and shut the fuck up. It's awesome.
Wow. Now that's what I call beef.
Yeah.
Alan, what are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I got two, Fables and Invincible.
Nice. Tell us why.
I've been reading both of those books since their beginning, and I really like what they're doing with it. The last Invincible left off in a cliffhanger with Invincible's now fiance with caught in the hands of his arch enemy.
Yeah.
What is going to happen? I think a bad thing. And
is she pregnant?
And then, she's pregnant.
She's wicked pregnant.
She can't use her powers because it takes nutrients away from the baby.
Babies need nutrients.
Yeah.
If there's one thing we all know.
All those Winston-faced babies need nutrients.
Yeah.
Accurate.
And then Fables, it's like, it's kind of leaving off with Bigby Wolf?
Yeah. That's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, he's the big bad wolf.
He's also the big bad wolf. It's just like
he's like been he was like shattered, and they're like piecing it together, but also getting on with their lives. Yeah. A lot of shit's going down. So
yeah, it's like a really hard puzzle.
If you're a Fables fan, did you read the issue of Unwritten that they guest starred in? It was really good.
I did not.
Oh, you should definitely pick it up, even if you don't read Unwritten. It's cool.
It's okay. Great. I've been watching Once Upon a Time though.
That's completely unrelated, and well, I'm going to edit that out of this podcast. I'm looking forward to Thor: God of Thunder number 10. Man, yeah. This is a great comic. Jason Aaron is just killing it. It's one of my favorites currently running. Also, Adventure Time number 18 comes out tomorrow. Adventure Time, the Adventure Time comic has actually surpassed the TV show this season.
Oh, really?
And I enjoy the comic more than the TV show, and I used to love them both. The comic is, I think, actually better. Wow. So definitely pick that up if you like either one of those things. That's some beef. Some intermedia beef.
You know, I do the voice of the recap of Thor.
What?
The AR recap?
Yeah, yeah.
I do the Thor one.
What is it?
I don't have it memorized, but I still
do the voice.
Thor, God of Thunder, is facing off against Gore, the God Butcher, who does a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
Wow.
It sounds very intimidating.
It really hooked me into that
issue.
Yeah, I know.
A bunch of stuff. I'm in.
I just wish it had more content
in thankfully,
it.
They don't have me improvise it. But I do read it off a piece of paper, and I do the voice.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show. Jordan, you want to plug some stuff before we go?
Yeah, Deadpool, Thunderbolts, and there's going to be all sorts of great announcements at...
So just say them real quick, a couple of them. Ooh, that was too fast. Slow it down, guys, and hear the actual announcements. A couple of you want to thank before we go. I want to thank Alan for doing the show.
Thank you.
Winston, why don't you guys plug something real quick as well?
Oh, I would...
Plug your Twitter.
I'll plug my Twitter at Alan Starzynski. Alan spelled A-L-A-N. Starzynski, wing it.
Great. Great. And you?
I host another podcast called Hear Me Out, and we talk about the music that we love that other people hate. And we have guests on, and it's really fun. So go check that out. Hear Me Out. WordPress.com.
Great. Always plug in WordPress. It's a great podcast. Definitely check it out. You want to say your Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter is crackshot with a zero for an O.
Oh, wow. That's confusing. You should change
that. But also, I have a podcast called Cast and Wax.
Oh, wow.
I see that on
Oh, man. Everyone, Alan, you got to get a podcast.
I
have a podcast called Comic Book Club. and you can follow me on Twitter at JT Sizzle while we're doing it.
Yeah,
it's not confusing at all.
I also, as Justin Tyler, have a podcast.
What? You're really living this
twist.
Let's continue thanking people. Boothman! Our sponsors, Midtown Comics and Tours for Fun. Our interns, please friend us on Facebook. Follow the show on Twitter at Comic Book Lies. Live, not lies. At Comic Book Live. And, of course, you guys are our lovely audience. We do the show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at Fontana's in New York City. Please join us. Thank you so much, guys. Good night. Manipulate my own to get a better outcome. More heart than Randy Moss, my pal.